money now or money later? And often the question comes down to money now or potentially more money later. And that's why it's important to have effective communication with your clients. You want to understand what their interests are and what's going to best help them. There are circumstances where people can get loans against settlement proceeds, meaning that you basically borrow money and you give that person a right of recovery against your settlement. We generally discourage that kind of thing because it can potentially cause you problems down the road if you borrow too much against whatever you might end up recovering. But for example, to use that example, if you are in a like a catastrophic motor vehicle accident that's just extremely serious, and you have extraordinarily high hospital bills, you're going to be out of work for a long period of time, but you know it's a situation that maybe the other driver was driving an 18-wheeler and they're working for an over-the-road trucking company that has $10 million in coverage, and the other driver was definitely at fault, and there's a video showing that they fell asleep at the wheel and caused the accident and severely injured you. Under those situations, it would be easier for you to get a loan that would allow you to pay your monthly bills, your weekly bills, keep the lights on, keep the electricity and water on, and allow you to live on while the suit is pending, because you may need to have that suit pending for an extended period of time because of the severity. If it's a much less severe situation, and you're simply looking at, getting your hospital bill paid for and getting some recovery for the pain and suffering that you had to deal with while you were recovering from, maybe a broken wrist or a broken ankle or something like that, then you may want to see if you have an opportunity to settle. And very often we have luck settling cases before suit is even filed by communicating directly with the insurance company.